This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fireworks marked the start of the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympics on Friday, celebrating the world's best athletes set to compete amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Postponed for a year, organizers are taking the unprecedented step of holding the games without fans as the coronavirus is on the rise again in Japan and around the world. The normally packed opening ceremony is instead seeing fewer than 1,000 people in attendance, strict social distancing rules, and signs calling on spectators to be, quote, quiet around the venue. Regardless, it marks a coming together of the world, with an audience of hundreds of millions around the globe tuning in to watch the start of the greatest show in sport. A vastly smaller number of athletes are marching in the Parade of Nations. Many are planning to fly in just before their competitions and leave shortly after to avoid infections. Only 15 global leaders are in attendance, along with Japan's emperor, who will formally open the games as his grandfather did in 1964. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden is there representing the United States. The ceremony is marked by high-profile absences, including former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who wooed the games to Tokyo. A strong number of top sponsors and economic leaders will also stay away, highlighting strong opposition to the sporting extravaganza in COVID-fatigued Japan. Only a third of the nation has even had one dose of vaccines, prompting worries the games could become a super spreader event. More than 100 people involved with the Olympics have already tested positive. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.